This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are now plus or minus 30 hours past Elon Musk's tweet yesterday that he is going to take Tesla private and that he's got the financing lined up to do it. There has so far been no showing of the money, so markets and analysts are kind of having to take Musk's word for it, which leaves this story still firmly in the category of if it happens. But if it does, it would be a biggie. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, there are some real, as in actual financial costs and benefits for him to consider.
Public companies like Tesla deal with a lot of pressure. There's a relentless focus on short-term results, which can squash long-term plans. Short sellers betting against your company. Shareholders that can bail if you have a bad day.
Well, that puts the company under a different level of scrutiny than the company would have as a private company.
That's Donna Hittrich at the Columbia Business School. Tesla's had its share of issues meeting production deadlines and raising the cash needed to run the business. Stephen Davidoff Solomon is a professor at UC Berkeley's Law School.
Clearly, Elon Musk is feeling the pressure of the public lights on him.
He says Musk would escape from some of that pressure by going private. But finding the cash for a buyout won't be simple.
This is not something you can just go to the country club and hand out a hat and raise the money.
Musk says he secured the funding he needs, but private money has its own strings. Nicole Boyson is a finance professor at Northeastern University.
Presumably, he's still going to have some creditors in there that he's going to have to answer to.
That can include private equity firms, hedge funds, even sovereign wealth funds. Boyson says those investors have been eager to lend to private companies lately.
You've seen private markets willing to step in and provide funding to such a large degree that there was some talk a few years ago about, you know, maybe there won't be many more IPOs.
The number of IPOs has declined in the U.S. Boyson says companies like Uber and Dropbox have chosen to stay private, given that cash has been so easy to come by. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
For those wondering, by the way, whether Musk can just tweet out something that bumps share prices 11% as his tweet did yesterday, maybe not. Late this afternoon, Dow Jones Newswire reported the Securities and Exchange Commission has made, quote, inquiries to the company about whether Musk's statement was truthful and why it was made on Twitter. Shares off 2.4% today.